Hello and welcome back to the Real Soul Family. We've got here with us today.
Got Alex Deemer, Deem76.
Leon Avery.
Alanya Ash.
Chip, the guy with the three stripes.
And today we're going to be taking a short look into the brand new Yeezy silhouettes that have been coming up in the tail end of 2019, the 700 V3 and the 380. Now, to kick us off, what do we actually think about these around the room?
I'm gonna let Lanny go first.
There's all sorts of opinions.
Just fucking horrendous. Sorry.
That's a strong opinion.
Don't hold back.
Okay.
No. They just look like both of them. Mm. You know those glow in the dark like stars.
They do glow in the dark.
Like, melted them and then just kind of like drizzled them over some fabric or squished a bit of fabric. In it, like, oh, I just hate them. Just horrible.
Come on, hold one, it doesn't bite.
Has anyone got any hand wipes for off that Lanny's nail touch? Clean our hands.
Okay, let me start. As an Adidas fan, I think it's nice to see different silhouettes. It's interesting to see variation of what a guy can do. We're talking about Kanye. I'm not sold out on the V3s. I really love the Aliens. Mm. Aliens are very comfortable. When I had first in hand the V3s and I was looking at the stones, like, am I going to be able to walk in them? And like, yeah, not really. I'm like, again, not really sold on the V3s. Love the Aliens. Mm. I'm waiting for different colors, in particular triple blacks. Like, you know, by now I'm a triple black sucker. Yeah.
These do look better in black.
I took a personal problem with the different gradients of black that they use. I think it's quite often that whenever you bring out a triple black shoe, you'll have black, dark grey, graphite, anthracite. That's sort of these different sort of scales. And I think especially with the 700s, they're called 700s, right? But I don't think they really look like a 700 at all. This sort of cage that you've got here, because of the material, it's not the same colour of black. When you think of a triple black shoe, you'd want to be thinking sort of that Off-White 90 that we've got over there, which is actually all the same sort of shade of colour. I don't know, though. I feel like there's a lot of opposition to both of these.
I love the Aliens. Mm. You know, big, big fan. Lucky enough to have a pair. The most comfortable pair of Yeezys I've ever owned, without question.
Yes, because I've heard this.
Agree with it.
Yeah, loved it. Absolutely.
What is it about? Because
I think it's more the heel. So I think you've got more padding in the rear quarter. So inside the shoe itself, you've got more padding.
Massive heel.
And when you're walking,
it just looks big. It just looks big. Yeah, but it's the outsole that comes over and comes high quite a bit. But otherwise, I agree with Alex. Very comfortable when I put them on and say, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So that I love. I love the silhouette and I love this colourway, to be honest with you.
Mm. I took a bit of an issue with the actual collar on the 380s because way back when I used to own one of the Ultra Boost Uncageds, right? Which is basically when they brought out the Ultra Boost, they brought out the Uncaged line alongside with it, which didn't have the cage on the midfoot. And instead of the sort of lower down collar, they had this sock liner that sort of gripped to your foot, which was meant to be a bit better for running. Now, I really didn't like it. I felt like it rubbed me in all the wrong places around my ankles, my heels. I felt like I could only ever wear them if I wore like socks that would actually cover that area. Has that improved at all when you're wearing these? Do you notice them rubbing?
Personally, I can't say I notice it. No? I mean, I think it's softer in terms of that ankle fit than it probably looks. So I can't say I've noticed it. And I've worn these like 9 hours straight and I've found them super, super comfortable. So from that perspective, I absolutely love it. They're not the easiest things in the world to get on, especially for an older guy, to be honest with you.
throwing your back out.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I need to sit down and do it. But other than that, and get a shoehorn. But other than that, I'm good. The strangest thing for me, and we were just talking about it kind of off camera, is I'm struggling to understand what the rationale behind not putting Boost in the 700 V3 is. I don't quite understand. I think there's a benefit of it having a lower price point as a result.
So I think,
but they would have sold anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
how much were they?
170.
170 in the UK.
£170 and £200 for the aliens.
Yeah. So I think in on that point with the lower price point, ever since the beginning, Kanye's wanted to do something that's slightly more affordable, but you still retain that same level of quality. With his clothing line, it's probably the biggest thing with each season of clothing that he's done. He started off really, really high, but then as manufacturing got better, the prices would then come down. Of course, that they sort of came back down in terms of, you know, popularity as well. But it is interesting that he's gone and done that with the 700s, because initially when you had that £250 price point, a lot of people shied away from it. A lot of people thought it was way too high, especially for something like Adidas shoe, where it is, you know, one of the... It was fairly new to have that higher price point. Nowadays we see a lot of things like 4Ds, where the manufacturing is much higher. But I don't know. They were still selling out for the most part. Even if they weren't selling right away, you could still see some of the brown pairs. I lose the name, but you know,
Most sitting now, the high 500 slate are sitting.
But the thing is, they would eventually sell.
They will sell. Another thing, talking about price point, it's strange how initially they were marked down as a one price, and then the next couple of days the prices of both shoes went high, about £20-30, which
once they realized
for the consumer and for the collectors doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
I'm very upset with Adidas, with Kanye about that. But at the end of the day, I had to buy them. They are part of my collection now.
Yeah, because was it S&S where they literally, I think the raffle had finished and they were drawing it before,
and they're changing all of a sudden
changed the price.
Yes, because everybody else already changed the price by that time when the raffle finished. So S&S actually has been the last one to acknowledge the change, and they sent everybody emails about the price change and the options to cancel the raffle or not.
Sure.
But so otherwise, nobody made any comment about it, and we just went with two.
Yeah.
I think with the final thoughts, if we were to just try and wrap up what we think, I didn't really speak that much on this, but I do really, really like this 700 V3 in this specific colorway. I'm not a huge fan of the blacks, but I really liked the sort of influences that I saw in this. I think I mentioned before, if I'd seen this 5 years ago, I would have thought it was a Jordan. I would have thought it was a performance Jordan. There's definitely influences that I would see from Nike silhouettes, like this cage up the side reminds me of Air Max 95s, in line with the actual lacing that you've got here across the front. It looks like a very human, muscly kind of looking shoe.
You know, I was thinking that actually. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But I really like it, and even without Boost, I do find it quite comfortable. But I do wear some very uncomfortable shoes like Balenciagas, so I'm used to it.
Talking.
I'd cop those. I love them.
Yep.
And again,
and the aliens.
And big fan of the aliens. Big fan of these. But again, same as you, say in that colorway.
I mean, I think they're horrible. I do think they're just trying to be a little bit too.
There's no redeeming features.
They're just trying to be something they're not. I don't know.
And a good point, as a fairly late pregnant woman, you wouldn't wear something that is being called the most comfortable shoe.
I don't even care. They're horrible.
No,
yeah.
No. I think that pretty much shows it, right?
Someone get Lanny some sketches.
want to mention something else before we wrap up as similarities. This reminds me, the lacing system reminds me of one of my favorite shoes, actually one of my grails, the Kobe model that was back in 2000-2001.
The Kobe
2? Kobe 2, done with Adidas. They had similar lacing system hidden, and the first one, the Kobe 1, was the full wrap over it.
Okay.
I'm still not sold out on the V3s. I love the aliens.
Brilliant. Okay.
Oh,
You like the bottom. One redeeming feature. We like the outsole.
It's a win.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in. We want to give a huge thanks once again to our friends at LaunchPod Studios who have provided us with this studio venue, the cameras, the editing. It's brilliant. I really implore you to check them out. Thank you for
watching.
Thanks, guys.
And listening.
Cheers, guys.
Woo! Smashed it, guys.